Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. It's taken huge chunks of space rock crashing into the Yucatan. It's taken vast volcanic eruptions, glaciers taking over the oceans to send the world into periods of mass extinction. Well, now you can add another thing to that list, humans. According to research recently published in the journal Science Advances, the Earth is going through a sixth mass extinction, and it's directly related to the behavior of humans. Researchers at the National Autonomous University of Mexico's Institute of Ecology used very conservative estimates of the rate of species extinction to reach the conclusion that, quote, a mass extinction is underway, the sixth of its kind in the Earth's 4.5 billion year history. Now, since 1900 alone, 69 mammal species are believed to have gone extinct, along with about 400 other types of vertebrates, at a rate which is alarming scientists. For more on what this means, I'm joined now by Elizabeth Colbert. She's a staff writer at The New Yorker. Her most recent book is called The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History. Elizabeth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's define our terms first. What qualifies as a mass extinction?
You know, the broad definition that's usually offered of a mass extinction is just an event that wipes out a large portion of the world's biota, you know, across many different groups of organisms and across many different parts of the world.
Well, as I mentioned just a minute ago, you've written about the threat of mass extinctions before and this sixth extinction. How does this new research cement the argument that what we're seeing now is at least comparable to, let's say, the extinction that killed off the dinosaurs or other mass extinctions?
Well, what they did in that study, as you suggested in your intro, is they just used very conservative numbers. People are trying to look. One of the complexities that we get into in terms of, you know, determining how this extinction event matches up with what's happened in the geological past is we're looking at apples and oranges, right? So we're looking at the fossil record for past events, and in terms of present, what's going on right now, we don't have a fossil record yet. People are trying to figure out ways how can we compare these two, you know, forms of measurement. And what these scientists did is they took very conservative measurements of what is called the background extinction rates. So the extinction rate that you'd expect during sort of normal times, and even using those very conservative numbers and also using a very conservative estimate of how many vertebrates have gone extinct, they found very, very high extinction rates.
Some extinctions recently are easy to understand. Passenger pigeons were simply shot into extinction. That's not hard to understand, as ugly as it is. What are some of the other human causes that are suspected here?
Well, there are, unfortunately, you know, almost too many to list right now. There's habitat destruction, which you mentioned. That's a very big driver of extinction. There's moving things around the world. We move a lot of organisms around the world, sometimes purposely, sometimes not purposely, when we travel, and even more when we ship cargo around the world. That can have some very nasty effects. It spreads pathogens around the world. Climate change is expected to become a very significant driver of extinction as we move forward. Ocean acidification, which is sort of the flip side of climate change, because as we pour carbon dioxide into the air, a lot of it ends in the oceans. And when CO2 dissolves in water, it forms an acid. So we're changing the chemistry of the oceans. We are pouring nitrogen into the oceans. This creates these huge dead zones, which are expanding. So the list, unfortunately, goes on and on.
Elizabeth Colbert, we've had people on this show before, scientists, Nobel scientists, who take it upon themselves to preserve eggs and sperm of endangered species, breed these to preserve species. Seems like a noble pursuit. It seems like kind of fighting against the tide in a way.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure that's what they themselves, you know, told you. There are many, many, and unfortunately, increasing number of species where we know that the species has dwindled down to, you know, say the last 100 individuals, 20 individuals in the case of, you know, the American condor, for example. And people have, at that point, you know, you can arouse people to put a lot of energy into trying to save a species. And it is a very noble pursuit. And I've met a lot of those people. And I tell you that they do it out of, you know, absolute love for this planet that we live on. And it's very hard and can be very discouraging work. But I'm sure that they would also tell you that they feel that they're fighting against a tide. It's very, very difficult once a species is down to its last representatives to bring a species back.
Elizabeth Colbert is a staff writer at The New Yorker, and her most recent book is The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History. Elizabeth Colbert, thanks again.
Oh, thanks for having me.